Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Check Todd out at the Ringer. He's doing incredible stuff with Todd McShay show.
Chicago's in kind of this weird spot, right? They're hoping for quarterbacks to go. I think potentially 2 could go before they pick at 10. And then there's about 6 blue chip players. I named 5 of them. I would throw Jalen Walker in there. I think Campbell's going to go at 4. The offensive tackle, Will Campbell from LSU, to go to the Patriots at 4 would be my guess right now. And so you get down to 10, and it's like, who's left? I just had this mock draft that came out today, Mock 3.0. If Tyler Warren's there, you run it in.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
That was Todd McShay with us last week. It was a really good conversation that we had with him. A little bit of breaking news, not that we didn't know that this was happening, but the fact that it's official is the breaking news element of it. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. It is official. Kyler Gordon has signed an extension, a 3-year extension through 2028. There are quotes from the Bears, including this one. We are excited to have Kyler remain a member of the Chicago Bears for years to come. That's from Ryan Poles. He went on to say, Kyler will be a big part of our defense, and we look forward to his continued ascension on our team, close quote. Head coach Ben Johnson said this, we are fired up to secure Kyler as a mainstay on our defense and a dependable component of our team. Our staff cannot wait to get to work with Kyler. Close quote. Ryan McGuffey is in for Speaks today. What do you think of this, Guff? What do you think of them making the extension here for Kyler Gordon? And that's a great quote from Ben Johnson. Our staff cannot wait to get to work with him.
Well, he would know. I mean, he had to build offensive and schemes around this guy for the last few years in Detroit. You know how there's some deals that you look at when a guy gets an extension or signs a free agent deal and you go, ooh. Like I'm glad, but
this there's a is, lot. That seemed like a lot.
This doesn't feel that way.
It
this
does not.
This feels perfect. 3 years, $40 million. He resets the market for slot corners, but I feel like they kind of jumped that too. Meaning they might have reset it at a lower number. That's going to get he will hold that title for a short term. We know that because there's the next man up. I think in Tennessee. Will be the next to probably reset the market. But I love the timing of the deal. It's early April, mid-April. It's before the draft. It doesn't screw you in the salary cap. And it's a player that has done nothing but elevate his game year after year. Kind of bumpy rookie year in the last couple of years. When he was off the field last year, you felt it. And when he came back, you felt it. And I love everything about it. There was a lot of smoke about this happening in the offseason. They didn't need to do it, of course, but it certainly gives you that pretty good feeling in the back of your mind, knowing that Kyler Gordon's a Bear for the future.
Yeah, and look, this guy, we have Jalen Johnson on. I think Jalen Johnson is great. I think Kyler Gordon
as it stands right now, is the most important player on their defense. And to speak to your point, the fact that they got him on a deal where even if it's just evenly split cap hits of $13 million, and I don't know yet, but even if it's just $13 million against the cap, it's nothing. Like, it's nothing for a player that produces at the level that he does.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, that's when you see that number, the first that you hear, oh, Bears extend Kyler Gordon. Like, okay, let's see. Oh.
Would you look at that?
Like, everyone wins. The player wins, the team wins, and the NFL PA wins because we have now
a reset market.
A new reset market. And I'll be damned that you can actually do this. And this is what worries me, not to bring the Bulls into it, but back to our earlier discussion about Giddey. You don't have to be the team that dictates the market on the player. You can let him go out there and see what he's worth before you go, let's give you $35 million a year if you're a $23 million player.
It's beautiful, too, because you reward a guy who's played as hard as he can, that does all of the dirty stuff, along with the spectacular. And that's kind of a rare thing. Of usually there are guys on defenses that do the dirty stuff, right?
Yep.
Like, they're doing the dirty work so that other guys can make plays. Kyler is doing the dirty work and making the plays.
Perfect combo.
Seeing him shed blocks, seeing him split blocks when he's on blitzes, seeing him want to attack the run game of the opponent, all of that stuff means, hey, I think that you're a special player. So this to me works out on a bunch of fronts, including goodwill inside of your locker room, to see a guy that's busted his ass, like, get the spoils of that. Like, that's a very cool thing.
Yeah, and again, before the draft, does that now check off something on your wish list or move the priority down? Not that the Bears are always looking for help in the secondary.
As they should.
In the safety market, like, I think you can make an argument. Like, they should probably draft a safety. But knowing that you have him locked up prior to round one of the NFL draft, you can almost take the highlighter and put it right over that position of need and call it a position of strength. And now you prioritize yourself in the mid rounds at other positions of need and or strength.
So now we can actually kind of get into the conversation of number 10, because I know that's something that you want to talk about, Ryan McGuffey, who is in for Matt Spiegel today. Jason Leisure is going to join us in about 15 minutes, by the way. So how are you viewing this with the Bears picking at number 10?
I've been sitting back like on a beach chair with an umbrella drink, because that's how I feel the Bears should be. I really do. I think that they are in a really, really great position for multiple reasons. And most notably, they don't need a quarterback. They don't need a receiver. We can make arguments about running back and tight end, et cetera. They need quite a few different positions, but none of them are like, oh my God, they definitely need a tight end, or oh my God, they definitely need a left guard or right tackle. Because of what they did in the offseason, they're in a position where they can let everyone else fight it out. Let the chips and the desperation fall ahead of you. You know what no one has right now at Hallis Hall? A hot seat. No one. So let all the other GMs and all the other noise and all the other stuff uncertainty going around fight in front of you and see how the chips fall. Someone's going to fall that's not supposed to fall. Someone's going to go higher than they're supposed to go.
Someone's going to get desperate for a quarterback.
Someone's going to get desperate.
Actually, a lot of people are going to get desperate for a quarterback. At least three franchises are going to get desperate for a quarterback, because they are the resources for quarterbacks in this year's draft in particular, not great. So that's why you have seen Jackson Dart all of a sudden, like, wait, what? He's a first-round pick? That's why you go, wait, Jalen Milroe has been invited to the draft?
I was like, wow. Yeah.
But when you think about it, you go, if I'm a team at the bottom of the first round and I have room to draft a freak athlete at the position that needs some time, yeah.
Yeah, but you're going to have a team that doesn't have time.
You're
That's
right
the
about
beauty
that.
Of the NFL draft, is that time is not on everyone's side. And that's where I think the Bears have a unique advantage on a lot of teams in the league. Sitting right there at 10, where it's high enough to warrant trading up and low enough to let things dictate positioning and need in front of you. And as we've seen with this, it's a very deep draft. There's not a the quarterback market is this is as bad of a quarterback market as we've seen in a long time. But don't tell a desperate GM that.
Right.
Don't tell a desperate GM that.
They every year talk themselves into quarterbacks that don't particularly make sense. And I think that it's happening kind of in both ways too. I feel like Shadur at number 2 seems crazy to me.
Yep.
But I also think Shadur at 27 seems crazy to me. You know, like both of those things seem off by a hair. And just like magically, the Jaxson Dart thing is hysterical.
That's awesome.
Because no one was even thinking about Jaxson Dart. He's like, oh, would you look at that? Mid-round in the first round, maybe higher than that because exactly of what you're talking about. And the Bears are in a position where they don't need one of those.
Nope.
And if you don't need a quarterback, that gives you a great bargaining position inside of the draft. And if you what you want, like as a Bears fan, is on draft day for the quarterbacks to go.
You want three. Want you it. Want three in the top 9.
100%.
Three in the top 9, and that phone, Ryan Poles' phone, he can't. There's so many incoming calls that he can't keep up with them. That he has the incoming. He's got other people working the phones because there's so many calls coming in. Going, screw it. We need Dart. We need Dart at 10, or we need Shadur. Jaxson Dart goes 9, and Sanders is still on the board. And people are going, we can't wait this long. Ryan Poles, what's it going to take? Well, it's going to take next year's first, your current pick in the first, and a second. Yeah, and then you'll move down 4 slots and still get a damn good stud. Not a good player. You're going to get a stud, and you're going to get the stud that fits your scheme or your personnel or your locker room, maybe more so than the teams of desperation.
A lot of draft people are saying that if we're talking about picks 6 through 30, the guys are pretty much, outside of the quarterbacks, are pretty much the same.
Yep.
And the Bears have a bunch of different positions that they can use and say, all right, let's bolster up offensive line. Let's make sure that we have depth at guard, even though we went out and spent money this year at guard. Why don't we follow some of the models that we've seen, like the Eagles that said, well, if we find a great guard, we're not going to not draft him just because we have one. It gives us depth and flexibility on the offensive line to do so. If you're thinking defensive end, if the quarterbacks go first, that knocks everyone down a couple of spots. And maybe you end up with the player that you always wanted, even if you're trading out of the coveted number 10.
I mean, beautifully said. That's why I think if I were ranking what I would want, and there'd be 3 players, I think, in that number 10 slot that I think it's very clear they're taking Jeunty if he's available. I don't expect him to be available. 2 or 3 players, maybe, that if they fall to that spot, it's a you run to the podium. I think taking the call and moving down, for me, feels more likely because of what you just said about 6 through 30 and knowing that they have 39 and 41 and what you can get. You're going to get 3 really good football players in the first 41 picks. You should. Unless you screw it up.
But the Bears, 3 starters.
3 starters.
Even if it's not starters for 2025.
3 starters. And certainly three big contributors for 2025.
I'm good with that. But I think that you've answered some of your questions guard to guard. The tackle thing's kind of interesting.
Definitely interesting. That's why you're rooting for quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Because there are several. It's a deep tackle market. There's a deep tackle stud market. And if 4 quarterbacks were to get picked in the top 9, there is an unbelievable player there at 9 for the Bears. Root like hell for desperation and panic. That's what you want. If you're a Bears fan, scream to the mountaintops that teams like, I mean, we know the Giants are up against it, but they're already higher than the Bears. Scream for the teams behind the Bears, okay? What's going on in Pittsburgh? Is Aaron Rodgers going to play again?
That's a great question.
And they're doing the same thing. At some point, do they pull a Josh Heupel and go, you know what? We don't need you here. We don't need Aaron to come out of a darkness retreat. And then they get desperate and go, seeing the Steelers desperate is it's almost like an oxymoron. But there are teams behind the Bears because of what happens in front of them. They're not desperate today, Lawrence, but they will be in 2 weeks.
Steelers 5-hour meeting with Shador Sanders. 5-hour meeting that went very well, accordingly.
Great. Move on up and come get him.
Yep, he's yours.
You know, do what you need to do. But they could go even before that, because you start looking like the Raiders, they have a quarterback, but they have an older quarterback.
Yep.
Get the quarterback and get him ready to see where you're at. And then you start looking at some of the other teams. It won't be San Francisco. It might be the Cowboys, though. It might be them.
That's a desperate team, always. Jerry?
The Colts?
I was just going to say the Colts. They always find a way to... Chris Ballard always finds a way to make noise in the draft, not for the right reasons.
Yep.
You got the Steelers down there. I mean, the teams at the bottom are at the bottom for a reason. They have stability at quarterback. So...
I mean, even the Chargers, depending on who the Rams, considering who their quarterback is and how he's getting towards the end, if Sean McVay says, I can do something with Shador.
Yeah, but the difference.
I can do something with Jackson Dart.
Yep, but the difference is at 26, if he takes Jackson Dart, you go, damn, he's smart.
Yep.
But we're sitting here going, oh, Jackson Dart, turn on the film. If he's in the top 10, yes. If he goes 26 to the Rams, I'm like, damn, Jackson Dart's probably going to be good.
They did it again.
How do we not see four guaranteed teams right now in front of the Bears that are taking a quarterback?
Saints.
Titans, Giants, Raiders, Saints.
I think it's very possible that happens, Shane.
And it could be five, depending on how Cleveland feels about Deshaun Watson.
They should not feel any way about Deshaun Watson.
Could be five.
How about the Jets?
Could be six. I don't know if there are six quarterbacks in this draft, but it could be six.
I don't know if any of these guys outside of Cam Ward I would take over 25-year-old Justin Fields. I think if I'm the Jets, I'm like...
But you're talking about the future, though. That's a two-year deal.
Yes, but if I'm them, I'm like, I can wait. Yeah, I can wait on the next Manning.
We're the Jets. We'll be here again.
I can wait because there's another Manning that might become available in next year's draft. If not next year, then the year after. So you're covered. So they might be able to do all of that.
But what if your owner, who's a little... Yeah. He's a little nuts.
Yep.
What if your owner on draft day decides to flip the table over and say, I don't care, we need this guy in our room?
Well, then you're already... If you're Aaron, you're already off to a bad start with things. Already off to a bad start. Why don't we run all of this stuff by our guy, Jason Leisure? Let's talk with him about all of these things and the Kyler Gordon signing, because Kyler getting signed is significant. It's a big deal. So let's do that. Jason Leisure is going to join us to talk Bears next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The stumble bum play that you hit the Bears with.
You like that?
You like that?
It was clever.
You like that?
Jason Leisure.
I will fight Chris Emma in Starbucks. I will fight him in a Panera, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Quiznos, a White Hen, a Schlotzky's. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Sounds good.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
How do they feel about Tyreek Stevenson?
I think the number one feeling that they have about Tyreek Stevenson is, man, this guy is talented and he is an asset. And that trumps everything else for them.
Same question, but Braxton Jones.
We love him unless we could love somebody else more.
Boy, I've been in that relationship. That's no fun.
Exactly.
It's no fun, yep. Man.
Jason Leisure with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
It's official. Kyler Gordon has been extended by your Chicago Bears. He's spoken with the media. Guff, what was that note that Mark Potash had about the signing of Kyler Gordon?
It'll definitely tell you how we got here the last 20 plus years as Chicago Bears fans and people who cover them. Ryan Poles is the first Bears GM / VP of player personnel to sign his initial draft pick since Dave Wannstedt and Rod Graves drafted Curtis Conway in 1993. The last actual GM to do it? Jim Finks in 1975 with Walter Payton.
That is amazing. And now Jason Leisure joins us here on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Kyler Gordon got his money. I feel like it's well-deserved, and it seems like it's a contract that isn't prohibitive to doing other things.
Yeah, it's reasonable, but I mean, when you say well-deserved, I agree with you. But then my follow-up is why? Are you able to put it into words, or is it just this thing that you know it when you see it with him?
Yes, I think both. One, I know it when I see it. And two, I think that he is so valuable because where else can you find a nickel that can set the edge in run defense? That's one of the ways that I would explain it.
I think he's phenomenal. I guess more I meant could you put the stats on it? And that's harder to do.
No, but you're right. But that's why I'm saying, like, the case for Kyler Gordon isn't about statistics yet. I think this year, under Dennis Allen, there is going to be the opportunity for him to get some of those stats. I just know that when I'm watching him, I'm watching an athletic freak who is not afraid to play tough. And having more of those guys on your team, I think, is good.
I totally agree. And he has been absolute jackpot for the Bears. Away from the game, also just a phenomenal person. There's so many times where I've interacted with him or where I've seen him interacting with kids or with someone else when he wouldn't think anybody was watching. And Kyler Gordon is just a very kind person. And you like to see people like that rewarded. I think it's hard to find non-pass rushers on defense that are super fun to watch. And he is really, really fun to watch because of his athleticism. His position coach last year, David Overstreet, was explaining it to me, it is very difficult to quantify what Kyler Gordon does. But if you know what's being asked of him and you know what's being asked of the other players, you see a guy who is athletic enough to cover for his own mistakes, which are rare, and a guy who has the athleticism to cover for the mistakes of people around him. There are mistakes that we never see happen by other players because Kyler Gordon saw it coming and stepped in.
See, and that's why you ask how can you measure it in stats, and we don't. But he was inactive for that Washington game, and you just made a great point about he covers for others' mistakes because others is open-ended to coaching as well. And yeah. I don't know if the Hail Mary happens or not. We can't sit here and redo history. But if Kyler Gordon's on the field and if he's that type of guy where he's like, no, dude, you should be playing up to not allow this 13-yard out to be completed before a Hail Mary can even be attempted, then maybe that's how he shows up in the stat line.
He also is a phenomenal blitzer for his position. Mm-hmm. And if you think back to 2022, which is hard to do for Bears fans and hard to do for me because it's all just kind of one gray smear of a season. But Kyler Gordon was playing on the outside a lot that season because of injuries, and he can do that very well. And that is not true of every slot corner.
No, it's not. And seeing him get rewarded and hearing that history is mind-boggling for sure. The other news this week with the Bears has been the Esquire piece that Caleb Williams was a part of. And we're actually going to talk to the author of that piece later on in the show, Brian O'Keefe. Obviously, Caleb is a guy that he can drift into some of those places. He likes fashion. He looks good. You know, like those clothes look good. He doesn't look out of place being in a photo shoot for Esquire. I thought that there was enough telling stuff in there where we got more insight than maybe even you guys get with him. And Caleb's a fairly honest guy with you guys, but it was nice to, in my opinion, to see him talk about how bad things got and how he was trying to deal with it.
Yeah, and I think you need to be discerning when you listen to him talk about how bad things got, because I have yet to hear Caleb Williams throw anyone under the bus. And I will do it for him and say he had completely incompetent coaching and a totally unreliable offensive line. But you don't hear that from him. And when he talks about how bad it was to endure, he always talks about it from the standpoint of that was a really challenging experience. Not all of these other people sabotaged my rookie season, and I would have been better if not for this. It has always been about what a difficult experience it is, his absolute resolute optimism that will make him better, and a sharp analysis of his own contributions to that, of his own struggles. And I respect that a lot about him.
Yeah, and you guys might both disagree with me here, but I'm fine with that because I have longed for a quarterback in this town, period, obviously, but one that's also that people want to put on the cover of Esquire magazine, that people want to, Topps Cards wants to have Tom Brady call on FaceTime
that
to
was
say,
crazy.
You got his card, and is it going to be worth it this year? Is it going to be worth more this year? I have longed for that, and I really believe it matters. I do. At the end of the day, on-the-field performance is really winning games and having the numbers in the fourth quarter when you're down by three, driving down a win in that game, which we saw Caleb put this team in position to many times, including the game against Green Bay, including the game against Washington, to have that, to be that dude. I think the sky's the limit with this kid, especially now more than ever. He's got to go out and do it. But to be wanted, to be requested, to do deep dives on, I think that matters, that the Bears might have a guy that the rest of the country also could be invested in or cares about. There's a long, this could go down a long rabbit hole, but we have never seen a Bears quarterback on commercials. We have never seen a Bears quarterback on billboards. I'm talking in 40 years. Mm-hmm. We have not seen somebody seek out the Bears quarterback to be the guy that's the face of a franchise. And now we do. I'm so sick of hearing about 85. I love the team just as much as anybody. I'm mm-hmm. so sick of hearing about Windy City and linebacker play. Enough. I think it matters that a Bears quarterback is on the cover of Esquire magazine. Call me crazy.
He's phenomenally interesting. And he is very open. And it's part of what makes him so likable in their building and what made him likable to his teammates right away. And if you think about the image that he came in with that was not really a product of his own making, you could see where there might have been some friction, and there was not, because this guy is a phenomenal people person. I sat down with him in August, I want to say, and we did not have much of a working relationship at the time. And he was so engaged on the topic of how he learned to talk to people, what he learned from watching his dad hold business calls or hold business meetings while Caleb sat in the back of the room playing games on his dad's BlackBerry, how observant he was about the way his dad talked to people and how he incorporated that into the way he talks to people. And I love that he has all of these other interests. He has them in a way that does not make me question his seriousness about mm-hmm. his day job, about his primary mm-hmm. full-time job. And he has to win on the field for everybody to feel that way about him, which is unfair, because whether he makes it or not, I think that he's an incredibly hard worker and a very serious worker. But so was Justin Fields and so was Mitch Trubisky. But like LeBron James and Dwayne Wade were basketball stars that had all of these other interests. And nobody ever raised those things as red flags. Maybe they're not that serious about basketball. Caleb Williams has the talent and the breadth of personality to be one of those types of stars and really transcend Sundays, transcend just the people that watch football. It's an interesting point that you bring up, Gov, and I'm glad that Jason amplified it. And I just wrote down, the Bears have a cool quarterback.
Yep.
Let's talk about his week. He was in Esquire, full photo shoot in Esquire. Then he goes to Coachella. Then he goes to the fire match with Messi. Like that,
and teammates.
Right. Like, and bringing teammates along with him. The fact that, and it might get worse, like if things don't go well, maybe we'll see less of Caleb.
Sure.
But one of the cool things about Caleb has been he has embraced being of Chicago. Like, you see him out, and that I think is a good thing, that he is willing to be in the public. Like, he's used to it in a way that I think other people bristle at the idea of being in the public and being him.
He would say leading up to the draft that he was prepared for that part of this job, and I wasn't sure about that. And then you've seen him since he got the job, since they introduced him at Hallis Hall a year ago, that he's been very capable. When has Caleb Williams said something regrettable? He has been in a very difficult situation. He has been incredibly well-spoken and comfortable and been the guy that, if you're the Bears, you want that guy out there as the voice of your franchise, even when things are going bad. I think he's been totally ready for this and embraced it. And when you say, Lawrence, when you mentioned that he has so embraced being part of Chicago, you saw that on draft night. When he did that bear claw symbol with his hand, that was kind of his way of saying, hey, I'm one of you now. I'm part of it now. We're that was to him. He kind of likened it to like a roll tide, like something that college fans would say to each other as a way of greeting and a way of membership, kind of.
Yeah, think about it. I mean, kind of so simple. No one thought about it for all these years. And the other thing, the last thing I'll say on Caleb before my question is just maybe that was the missing link all these years of evaluating quarterbacks. It's like, oh, this guy's got the talent to play the position. Maybe not in Chicago, though. Maybe not in Chicago. Maybe
Kenny Williams idea of Chicago tough actually matters.
Like Mitch Trubisky can play the position, but he doesn't have the other stuff. He doesn't have the. He drives a Ford Tempo or whatever the hell.
Honda Civic.
God. Anyway, moving on to speaking of the quarterback room.
Caleb walked in day one wearing a $75,000 watch.
Amen. Yes.
He knows the spotlight. He's good with it.
Yes, and it's been there for the taking since Jim McMahon, so I'm glad he's taking it. Now let's see what happens on the field. So with
that's
the
like five Honda Civics.
With Case Keenum being on board, is this a three quarterback room going forward? There's no way the Tyson Bagent doesn't make this team. Right.
I mean, it's a three quarterback room. Yeah, in the sense that there's going to be all three on the roster.
Yeah.
I think it's basically a two quarterback room. It's going to be Caleb with Tyson Bagent as the backup, and
got it.
Case Keenum would only play in the rarest of occasions. If Case Keenum is playing, something has either gone horribly wrong or horribly right for the Bears in that game. But I think that they will tell you something else. They will say publicly that Tyson Bagent and Case Keenum are going to compete, but their belief in Tyson Bagent is so high. I wonder if at some point he would have to play a little more for this to happen, but I wonder if at some point they will be able to trade him for a significant asset.
I was wondering about
the Patriots did with Jimmy G.
I was wondering about this year. Because there are so many teams that are quarterback desperate. If the Bears can trade Tyson Bagent, let's say it's a fourth. Let's say if someone offers them a fourth for Tyson Bagent, isn't it worth exploring if you're the Bears? Because for that guy to be here and think that he is a competent enough NFL quarterback that in a place where he could theoretically be the starter and compete to be the starter, isn't it worth it for the Bears to go
hell yes. Yes. This is the same group. Like we've had fans in this town. Okay. And if you're one of them, I'm sorry, I'm calling you out here, but it's worthy of calling out that have been worried about losing an offensive coordinator when the Bears are good or if the Bears are good. When's the last call to Lake Forest to steal a coordinator? And by the way, that's a good thing. If you have a great program, people are plucking from your tree, that's a great problem to have. And it goes with the quarterback room. If Tyson Bagent can get you a fourth-round pick at some point because other teams see true value in this guy being a starter somewhere, and you can get a starter on your team for Tyson Bagent, who you found undrafted in the second round,
right.
That's a true
it's a major win.
Major plus.
I disagree a little bit. I don't know what a fourth round pick does for you. I think once you get into the third round of the draft, it's really hit and miss from there. I would want to trade Tyson Bagent if I could get a second round pick.
Okay.
And that means somebody else is seeing him as a starter.
Yep.
And I don't know how somebody else will see him as a starter. I think that the opinion is probably fairly high on him around the league, but I don't think anyone's looking at him as a starter unless he gets some game action where he plays like a starter. And that is what happened with Jimmy G in New England, where he played those first four games when Brady was suspended, and everyone saw, okay, well, this is a legitimate NFL starter that's worth trading a second-round pick for. If you can't get something as valuable as a second-round pick, Tyson Bagent is valuable in the sense of he's a quarterback that you trust case Caleb gets hurt. And he's so affordable.
Yeah, but the reason that I say fourth is he's not playing. So we do have the tape from...
Yeah, that'd be... So like right now, it'd be a fourth round pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I... No, I wouldn't do that.
And to me, I would do it because that fourth round pick might end up... Maybe that fourth round pick is a gunner on special teams, but he's still playing more than what Tyson... You don't even want Tyson Bagent to play because the idea would be you want Caleb Williams to be a star, and if Tyson Bagent is playing, then... Caleb got hurt and you're probably looking for something else anyway. So to me, any actual player that's going to play on your team is more valuable than a backup that you hope doesn't.
Well, but let's say hypothetically and knock on wood, you know, that this doesn't happen, but let's say Caleb rolls an ankle and misses five games. The Bears would not feel like they're just going to be out of luck those games. They would play Bagent thinking, okay, there's a chance to go 2-2 or 3-2 during his absence and stay afloat in whatever they're competing for at the time. And every quarterback practically misses time. It was really surprising last year to see Caleb, for all the hits that he took,
not missing,
make it through
him
the whole season.
Yeah. That's why you got Case Keenum, though. That's why he's here. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's here to help you with the dry erase board. But
if you trade Bagent and then Caleb Williams misses four games somewhere along the line, I'm not feeling good about my chances.
Yeah, but
I mean, we already saw Bagent go 2-2 in his one stint, and that was under an incompetent staff.
That's true.
So
that's true.
To the point, I could see. I just went through and pulled up fourth round picks, and there hasn't been many under polls because of trades, etc. But you know, Roschon Johnson, Tyler Scott. Those are fourth-round picks. Now I'm going, damn, I give me Tyson Bagent.
Over those two guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? You came back around.
I did. I came back. I like the – there's some real – look at that. That's why we have you on, to talk us
I
back.
I think that starts in the third round.
It does.
Because I keep saying, hey, the Bears have a good chance in this draft because they have three picks in the first two rounds. They have three of the top 41. And the Bears will come out here and say, I'm sure next week, either Ian Cunningham or Ryan Poles or both will come out here and say, hey, we feel pretty good. We have four picks in the top 72. No. Those third round picks are so hit and miss. That's why I don't count it as this big draft error by Ryan Poles that he drafted Velus Jones in the third round and that Karan Amagaji is a long-term developmental play from the third round. When you're in the first round, you hope you're drafting Pro Bowl, All-Pro, Hall of Fame type guys that are going to play for you for 10 years or more. In the second round, you hope you're getting above average starters who could maybe be Pro Bowl starters for you. After that, you don't know.
Should be roster people.
Like, you hope they make the team.
You hope
they're consistent guys for 3 or 4 years.
The list is the list is something.
Jason, as always, man, we appreciate you.
Yep.
All right, guys, have a good one. I'm going to listen later. I want to hear that interview with the Esquire writer.
Well, thank you. We're going to have a lot of fun with Brian O'Keefe. That is coming up at 5:25. We need to take a break back after this on the score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Charles Tillman. Charles, thanks for being on the show.
Y'all ready for me to go?
No, not.
You can't take no calls or nothing?
Well, if you want to hang on for a minute, we'll take a break and we'll come back and take some calls.
Is it a media minute or is it like a black person minute?
It's a black person minute because a black person drives this show.
Afternoons on the Score.
It's good in the break. We are visiting with our friend Phil Donlin, who's just here, like just hanging out. He's in the city, just finished rapping Chicago Fire. And he's like, can I come see the show? Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I just finished rapping Chicago Fire.
Yeah, and I want to come and hang out at the Score. So he's taking the tour right now with Shane. Like, Phil's a good dude, man. I love that guy.
Got some good work done back here while he was here with us hanging out during the last segment.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to do it. You know, I don't want to put it out there, you know, but trades run with this stuff. But Dick Wolf was on the line with us.
Oh, good.
Chicago Radio. We're going to be a part of it. So, yeah. Be on the lookout for that.
Well, you know? That leads. It's a perfect for our show, Tanny. Perfect crossover opportunity. One, because we know Phil. Two, because Wani was on Chicago Fire. So,
absolutely.
So, I mean, I think we got it.
Yep. Dots connected. Let's go.
And David loves Chicago PD. So, Mr. David.
When I'm coaching, right, everyone's calling me a moron. Now I get a microphone in front of me, everyone calls me an expert.
And Wani would want me to say that was part of the script, okay? That was not real life. They wrote that and he said the line perfectly.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's really good. But it's good to see Phil. And just this is one of those things that's weird because people think that this type of stuff happens all the time, that folks are just around the radio station. That's not usually how it is, but when it does happen, it's actually really cool.
It's also cool, like, we don't live their lives, and he doesn't live ours, and it's like, man, I listened to you doing this, and like we're just people, man.
But yep.
But we can flip on NBC and see Chicago Fire. I'm like, dude, that's Phil. Like, that's pretty awesome.
I always laugh too because in this business, like, I often will leave here and listen to music.
Same.
And so
I love that.
Usually I'll check out like some of the local stations, like our own, obviously. But also the FMs with the urban FMs like GCI, for example. And I know a bunch of people over there. Shout out to my guy Leon Rogers. And he does the same thing. He leaves and he listens to what we're doing over here because he doesn't want to talk about Drake.
Or listen to the same song for the fifth time.
Right. Today. He wants to do something completely different. So it's cool to if you haven't checked out, I say this all the time. Phil's not even here, so he can't even hear me say this. High and Outside is one of my favorite baseball movies ever. It is dark. It is baseball noir, and it is awesome. If you have not seen it, you need to check it out.
It's funny. When I originally, he was going to be joining us, we knew that. I That was a homework assignment for me that I'd queued up for this morning until I got the text that some guy named Craig Counsell is going to join us at the top of the hour.
Yeah, that's the other fun thing. Phil Donlan is a huge White Sox fan. And he said after he's like, oh, I got bumped for Craig Counsell. Great. Another reason for me to hate the Cubs.
How do you not love that?
You can't. He's so good. We are going to talk with the Cubs manager. Craig Counsell is going to join us next. Don't go anywhere. Ryan McGuffey in for Speaks here on The Score.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.